I'm John Moenkel reporting from the infield here at the Class 2A State Qualifying Track and Field Meet at Grundy Center, being joined by the Spartan Girls 4x100-meter relay team. To start off, I'll have you say your name and your grade.
Ava Hare, and I'm a sophomore.
Allison Cock, I'm a junior.
Jocelyn Freed, I'm a junior.
So three of the four members here, Maddie Hendershot still has to run the 4x4, but huge PR for you guys. You came in like with the fourth best seed time and were able to win a photo finish. How are we feeling about tonight's race and getting into the state meet here in the 4x1?
I think it's a really good feeling. It was a really competitive race. There were a lot of teams with really close times, so it's just good to come out with the win.
Yeah. I'm stunned. I'm just in shock.
For sure.
I'm excited.
Sure. You got anything? So how would you guys describe how your training throughout the season has put you in position to kind of peak at this here at this state qualifying meet, hopefully next week too, but obviously you guys are doing something that's putting you guys in position to succeed at the right time, right?
Yeah. So early on our relay wasn't running very fast. We were running a lot of consistent 53s and we're getting kind of the times we wanted coming off of our school record last year. So our relay had quite a lot of changes early on, but once we got this group of girls set, we really took off and we're cutting lots of time off early on. So it's really exciting to see us peak this late in the season.
Mm-hmm. What about you guys?
Ditto.
I gotcha. So when it comes to the 4x1, what are some of the biggest aspects of the race for you guys that have been kind of the key points you guys have been working on here throughout the season? How have you guys kind of perfected this group throughout the year?
We've really worked on, like, once we got our set girls, we really worked on, like, drilling our handoffs and just, like, perfecting that, because the 4x1's really just about who can have the cleanest handoffs. So once we got that down, we just knew we had it in us to push and get those wins.
And I mean, going into it, even if it was a tight race, like going into the end, like anchor leg, we have a really fast anchor leg. Ava runs a great time. So we know if we can get her close to the lead with the baton, we have a really good chance of finishing well in the end.
All right. What other events have you guys done here tonight? And how are we feeling about some of those?
I was in the sprint med and my 100 and 200. And I was feeling pretty good about those.
Yeah, I competed in high jump earlier on and then the distance medley as well.
All right.
I competed in shuttle hurdle and long jump.
All right. All right, thank you guys so much. We'll catch you down there next week.
Thank you.
All right, once again, that was the Grundy Center Girls 4x100-meter relay team qualifying for the state meet, winning the race here tonight.